It is interesting that John and his first letter explains to us why the world does not know us. The world does not know us because it doesn't know the Father. And through grace, through redemption, through reconciliation, we are God's children now. But because they do not know the Father, they do not know us. It's interesting because we have this vocation, this call that is upon the life of John the Baptist for one particular reason: to prepare the people for the coming of the Lord and to point out the Lord when he comes. And it seems that John has the same kind of experience. He didn't know Jesus. But it was only through the anointing of the Holy Spirit, seeing the Holy Spirit come upon him and remain with him, that he knew him, because he was told, the one in which this happens, he is the one, he is the Christ. He will be the one that will baptize with the Holy Spirit. He is the one who is the Son of God. And so it even requires the presence of the Holy Spirit, requires God anointing John so that John can recognize the Son of God. Because John doesn't know the Father. As blessed as John is, as special as he is being anointed with the Holy Spirit in the womb, he yet does not know the Father. He will come to know the Father through Jesus. And so a whole other system has to be set up so that in the power of the Holy Spirit, John can identify him. John can point him out when he comes. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Bearing witness that Jesus is the Son of God. When you look in the mirror, my brothers and sisters, are you easily recognizable to yourself? And I don't mean your features. I don't mean the color of your hair. When you look in the mirror, do you recognize a beloved son or daughter of God? If you struggle at that, if you're difficult with that, then what you need to do is not spend more time looking in the mirror, but more time looking at the Father. And how do we know what the Father looks like? Look at the Son. If you have seen the Son, you have seen the Father. The Son only does what the Father wills. The Son, in his actions, reveals the Father, reveals the Father's heart, reveals his mercy, reveals his compassion. If you want to know yourself better, don't look in the mirror. Look at Jesus. And only looking upon him, knowing the Father through him, will we come to know ourselves as beloved sons and daughters. So, a very simple invitation for us today. The truth of the matter is, my brothers and sisters, you are beloved sons and daughters of God, period, whether you recognize it or not. The burden is not on you to recognize it so that you are it. It is who you are. Our ability to recognize it or not recognize it does not make it true or false. It just devastates our self-esteem when we are unable to see it and recognize it in ourselves. So, do not spend time looking in the mirror. in order to gain confidence in who you are. Only look upon the mirror of the cross. There you will know the truth of who the Father is, of who the Son is, and who you are. Amen.